to ensure effective access to justice and adequate reparations for victims, particularly women and LGBTIQ+ persons, as well as migrants and these orphans who receive allowances but only up to the age of 18. That's the very age when they need to be able to continue their studies, including university studies. So what I'm driving at is that this allowance is a positive step. It's also good to see that you have this legal arsenal and strong institutional structures, and that you have signed up to all these international instruments. But this has not resulted in tangible effects in the area of promoting and protecting human rights. In particular, this has not had a positive effect in combating impunity. I thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. El Haiba. We'll now move on to the next speaker, who is Mr. Quesada. Mr. Quesada, you have the floor. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to thank the delegation for the answers provided, but